Tehran's naval actions risk upending shipping economics across Middle East supply lines. The Strait of Hormuz has remained effectively blocked following naval skirmishes between U.S. and Iranian forces, triggering the fastest repricing of Jet A1 aviation fuel in modern history and forcing European regulators to consider switching to a fuel grade they have never formally adopted at scale. The price of Jet A1, the global standard kerosene used by most international carriers outside North America, has risen 50% since the start of the U.S.-Israel war with Iran, according to the International Air Transport Association. Gulf supplies, which Europe depends on as a primary import source, have slowed to a trickle. The disruption has exposed a structural vulnerability in European aviation fuel procurement that carrier risk teams have historically underweighted in scenario planning. Stuart Fox, IATA's Director of Flight and Technical Operations, issued a direct warning in a published blog post: European fuel supply could come under pressure if the war in the Middle East continues. Using Jet A, which is produced at scale outside the Gulf, could be a practical way to help ease some pressure on existing supply chains. Fox added that if the Middle East conflict persists, it won't be long before we see fuel shortages in some parts of the world. For institutional capital with exposure to European aviation, energy infrastructure, or Gulf Cooperation Council logistics networks, the calculus has shifted. This is not a temporary commodity spike. The Hormuz closure signals a structural break in the Gulf to Europe Jet A1 supply chain, one that will take months to reroute and years to fully replace. The second-order effects, across airline operating costs, refinery valuations, and midstream infrastructure in the U.S., are only beginning to price in. IATA and ESA move to unlock U.S. jet fuel exports as a bridge supply. The institutional response to the supply shock has been unusually fast. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, has published a safety information bulletin providing operational guidance for introducing U.S.-grade Jet A into European supply chains, including risk disclosures for fuel suppliers and carriers. The European Commission has confirmed there are no regulatory obstacles to European airlines using Jet A, provided safety protocols are followed. The distinction between the two fuel grades matters for investors modeling the logistics transition. Jet A1 carries a lower freeze point than Jet A, making it preferable on long-haul polar routes. Jet A, by contrast, is produced at scale across North American refineries but lacks the cold temperature tolerance required for certain high-latitude operations. Fox noted that Alaskan carriers address this gap with fuel additives and route monitoring, a workaround that is operationally proven but adds cost and complexity at scale. The constraint on the U.S. to Europe bridge is refinery configuration. Many U.S. refineries are not engineered to produce Jet A1, which caps how much incremental volume can cross the Atlantic. The bottleneck is not crude availability. It is processing capacity and product specification, a distinction that redirects capital toward midstream infrastructure upgrades rather than upstream production. Key risk: increased U.S. Jet A shipments are already partially offsetting the Gulf shortfall in Europe, but the volume ceiling imposed by refinery specifications means the gap cannot be fully closed through transatlantic rerouting alone. Terms of any emergency supply agreements between U.S. producers and European carriers were not disclosed in available reporting. The Gulf supply architecture that broke overnight Europe's dependence on Gulf-sourced Jet A1 was a known concentration risk that received insufficient weight in carrier hedging programs and infrastructure investment decisions. The Gulf region, particularly refineries in Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Kuwait, has historically supplied a substantial share of European jet fuel imports. The Strait of Hormuz, a choke point through which an estimated 20% of global oil trade transits, based on historical U.S. Energy Information Administration estimates, is the sole maritime exit for Gulf origin petroleum products moving toward Europe and Asia. The naval skirmishes that have effectively blocked the strait in May 2026 represent the first sustained physical interruption of this corridor since the Iran-Iraq tanker war of the 1980s. The 2026 context is materially different. European energy markets are already tighter following post-2022 restructuring away from Russian hydrocarbons, and Gulf Cooperation Council refinery operators lack alternative export routes capable of absorbing Hormuz equivalent volumes. For private equity funds with portfolio exposure to European low-cost carriers, the 50% fuel cost jump is an immediate EBITDA event. Jet fuel typically represents 20-30% of airline operating costs in normal conditions. A sustained 50% price increase on that input compresses margins at a rate that cannot be offset through hedging programs alone, particularly for carriers that hedge on rolling 12-month horizons at pre-crisis prices. U.S. refinery exposure, a midstream investment thesis, opens the Hormuz disruption has created an asymmetric opportunity in U.S. midstream and refining infrastructure. Refineries capable of producing Jet A1 at export specification are suddenly scarce assets in a world where European carriers need product and cannot source it from the Gulf. The investment thesis is straightforward: Gulf Coast and East Coast refiners with Jet A1 capability, Atlantic terminal access, and existing relationships with European fuel distributors are positioned to capture premium export pricing. The spread between Jet A and Jet A1 production costs is largely fixed by processing configuration, but the spread between their market prices is now widening sharply as European buyers compete for compliant supply. Capital deployment toward Jet A1 refinery upgrades at U.S. facilities will take 18 to 36 months to yield incremental production at scale. In the interim, the constraint is permanent enough to sustain elevated pricing, but not so permanent that it triggers demand destruction through fleet grounding. That is the midpoint of the supply-demand curve where refinery investors extract maximum rent. What this signals: private equity sponsors currently evaluating energy infrastructure in the U.S. Gulf Coast should treat Jet A1 export capability as a material valuation premium, not a footnote. Terms of private refinery deals in this subsector are rarely disclosed, but public market comparables will begin to reflect the dynamic within 2 quarters. European carrier equity margin compression trade is already underway. European airline equities have not fully priced the duration risk of a Hormuz closure. Markets have absorbed the initial fuel price shock as a headline event, but the structural adjustment, rerouting supply chains, reconfiguring hedging programs, and managing cold route operational constraints under Jeddah substitution will compound costs over multiple quarters. The EASA safety bulletin is operationally significant because it enables carriers to act, but acting involves costs that go beyond fuel purchase price. Additives for cold weather Jeddah operations, revised flight planning systems, crew training on new fuel monitoring protocols, and renegotiated supply contracts all represent incremental operating expenditure. Fox's reference to Alaskan operations as the model is instructive. Those carriers have built Jeddah cold weather management into their standard operating procedures over decades. European long-haul operators are being asked to adopt equivalent practices in weeks. For institutional equity investors, the short trade on European carriers with high Gulf fuel exposure and low hedge coverage is defensible on fundamentals. The long trade, if one exists, points toward carriers with diversified fuel procurement, strong balance sheets, and the operational flexibility to absorb a multi-quarter input cost shock. Table 1, Hormuz disruption impact on European jet fuel supply. Source: IATA, ESA, EU Commission, as reported by BBC. The Plaquemines view: the market is treating the Hormuz closure as an energy supply story. It is actually an infrastructure arbitrage story, and the winners will be determined by configuration, not just commodity exposure. IATA and ESA have, in effect, issued a regulatory fast pass for U.S. refinery exports to Europe. That fast pass has a time limit. Once Gulf supply normalizes, European carriers will revert to Jet A1 procurement because it is technically superior for their route networks. The window for U.S. midstream operators to extract export premium is 12 to 24 months at best. The second-order play that the market has not yet fully articulated is in Gulf Cooperation Council downstream assets. Gulf refiners that normally export Jet A1 are sitting on stranded inventory. If the Hormuz closure persists, those operators face mounting storage costs and revenue shortfalls. That creates distressed asset conditions in Gulf Cooperation Council refinery infrastructure, conditions that are historically attractive entry points for infrastructure private equity funds with long hold horizons and appetite for geopolitical risk premium. Plaquemines' framework here is simple: follow the fuel, not the flag. The geopolitical narrative around Hormuz will oscillate with diplomatic developments. The infrastructure arbitrage, U.S. Jet A1 capable refineries, Atlantic export terminals, and eventually distressed Gulf Cooperation Council downstream assets, is more durable and more investable than any single geopolitical outcome. The funds that move on refinery configuration and terminal access in the next 90 days will own the trade. Those waiting for diplomatic resolution will buy it at fully priced levels. The bottom line: the Hormuz naval skirmishes have done in weeks what years of supply chain resilience rhetoric failed to do, forced European aviation to confront its fuel import concentration in real time. Jet A1 at 50% above pre-war pricing is not a spike. It is the new floor until Gulf supply routes reopen or U.S. refinery capacity structurally upgrades to export Jet A1 at scale. Neither outcome arrives in the next quarter. Institutional capital should position accordingly: long U.S. midstream with Jet A1 export capability, cautious on European carrier equity with Gulf hedge exposure, and watchful for distressed entry points in Gulf Cooperation Council downstream infrastructure. The Hormuz closure is a supply chain restructuring event with a multi-year tail. The investors who treat it as a short-term commodity trade will miss the durable return.